Listen, all you New Yorkers.
Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, is that in? From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
I love the Beastie Boys' Open Letter to New York. Another open letter to New York. The New York Times, the paper with the third largest circulation in the entire country, chose not to endorse the former mayor of the city. So it's a good thing that Rudy Giuliani spent all his money aiming for Florida's primary next week. Oh, wait. New Florida polls out yesterday show Giuliani trailing far behind frontrunner McCain.
Dope.
And hot on the heels of Mitt Romney. Well, at the debate last night, NBC's Brian Williams asked Mr. Giuliani about his campaign woes.
What has happened to your campaign?
This has become a very competitive race, and I always expected it would be a very competitive race. And I believe that I'm going to have the same fate that the New York Giants had last week. And we're going to come from behind and surprise everyone. We have them all lulled into a very false sense of security now. We're going to...
John Harris is the editor-in-chief of Politico.com. We've got him on the line. So, John, what did happen to Rudy's campaign?
What happened to Rudy's campaign is it's sort of like, remember in the old Roadrunner movies where the coyote would go out and it would take several seconds for him to fall. I think what happened is the people who matter most in Republican primaries came to realize that on the issues they care about, particularly the social issues, Rudy Giuliani is not much of a Republican. And we kept waiting for him to fall in the polls, and he never did. Really only in the last 6 weeks or so that's happened. There's other factors, but basically it's that. It's a conservative party, and conservatives don't like him as much as they like some other candidates. And the other thing is it just doesn't work so far to skip those early states and not really play aggressively there. Iowa and New Hampshire, you may not like it, but they are the gatekeepers to the rest of the process.
If Rudy's not number one in Florida, is it over?
Look, you know what? It's a short answer, yes, I think it is. Longer answer, I don't think it's up to us in the press to sort of cheerlead people out of the race. It's over. Get out.
Move on.
Get the hook. But, you know, to be honest, there is going to be a lot of that sentiment. If he doesn't win, people are going to say, wait a minute, this was the place where you made your stand. What are you doing in this race?
Yeah. Now, the Republican frontrunners in last night's debate, both McCain and Romney, they seem pretty sure that they're going to be running against Hillary Clinton. Let's listen to some of the shots they took at the junior senator from New York.
The idea of Bill Clinton back in the White House with nothing to do is something I just can't imagine. I can't imagine the American people can imagine.
And I'm so proud of the job that the men and women in the military are doing there. And they don't want us to raise the white flag of surrender like Senator Clinton does. They know we can win.
What an audacious and arrogant thing for the Democrats to say, as Hillary Clinton did, that they are responsible for the progress that the surge has seen by virtue of their trying to pull out so quickly. Look, the success over there is due to the blood and the courage of our servicemen and women, and to General Petraeus and to President Bush, not to General Hillary Clinton.
Governor, thank you. Tim?
So, John, are they correct to focus on her and to bring up the war again as an issue?
I think there's certainly it makes sense to focus on her. Nobody excites Republicans more than Hillary Clinton. This is a party that's kind of down on its heels and very demoralized. There's no figure that can get them riled up like Hillary Clinton. So that makes sense. The war, we don't know. I think it's very interesting. Republicans are talking to Republicans in this stage of the contest. And don't forget, the war never lost popularity with Republicans. Mm. It's probably the biggest factor behind John McCain's comeback. Now,
because he stood fast with the war.
October, that's a different question.
Now, wait, you talk about McCain, and he's been winning a lot getting votes from independents and non-Republicans. When we have the closed primaries coming up, are we going to see a change?
You know, there's exit polling that shows he's doing better among hardcore Republicans, but he has not yet shown that he can decisively win a primary that's closed, as you say, where only Republicans can play. Incidentally, can you translate that joke for me? I didn't get what he meant about Bill Clinton being home with nothing to do.
I'll email you about that later. Let's talk about the Democrats a little bit. Clinton and Obama, they've kind of called a little bit of a truce. She's yanked the radio spot yesterday that suggested that he's a closet Republican in some way. And he put the kibosh on the rebuttal spot that pointed out her support for the Iraq War and the distortion of his words. Why not keep this up until February 5th?
Well, I don't know. You're thinking like a reporter right now. We were all we want them to keep going like demolition derby. Everyone in our business is getting a little disappointed to see it go flat. Serious answer, most Democrats don't like to see their Democrats fighting with each other. And so if you're too negative, there's always a chance that you'll end up splattering yourself rather than your opponent.
Gotcha.
I think both of these candidates trying to lift their game a little bit, get some, you know, finish on a more more upbeat note for this contest. But we'll see. It's really hard to keep that stance up, because another rule of politics is always respond when you're hit. We've got a couple more debates coming up, including one Politico's co-sponsor next week out in Los Angeles, and we'll see if they continue to play nice.
Quickly, before I let you go, so do now Huckabee and Edwards, are they just sort of a footnote at this point?
I said we're not supposed to be hitting the gong as reporters, but you're making it impossible for me. I'm afraid that they have not shown that they can compete seriously. So the question is, what are they doing in the race? How long can they afford to stay in the race and compete?
Is Edwards running for vice president at this point?
I don't think so.
That would be a little weird, two vice presidents in a row.
Yeah. Okay, Chuck Barris, thanks for joining us. I mean, John Harris, the editor-in-chief of Politico.com.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, great. Bye-bye.
Coming up on the show, rejected New Yorker cartoons, not because they're funny, but because they're too funny, and sometimes tasteless even, which makes them perfect for us. Cartoonist Matthew Diffie is here. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.